This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let's talk about self-storage lease-up marketing, a strategy about on how to spend money that actually can produce some results. My name is Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer, free training like this, or paid for courses that will support the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. And the biggest issue I see today is overspending by smaller investors who are in a lease-up situation, and this overspending of marketing really doesn't produce results. I've experienced myself. I've done the same thing. You know, if you're a larger operator, you can hire a full-time marketing person, online marketing person anyway, and if they don't produce results, you can replace them till you find someone who does. As a smaller investor, the worst thing you can do is hire a vendor and say, thank goodness that's over, and then step away and not keep your eye on it. So in my opinion, a well-balanced marketing budget has both online and offline marketing strategies. But the vast majority of the money today is going to be spent on online marketing. So it's critical that it be spent as effectively as possible, or else your days in the self-storage business are going to be short-lived in today's market. So no matter what you may think you know or don't know about online marketing, or no matter what your opinion is on whether you want to learn online marketing or not, it's critical, whether you're doing it, an employee's doing it, or a vendor's doing it, that you have some understanding of what's involved so you can hire or put the right people in place or execute the right strategy. Let me share with you some ideas I have on it and what we are currently doing. So in general, here's our approach, or my approach, to online marketing. One, first step, whether I'm working with a vendor or an employee or I'm doing it myself, first thing I do is define my goals before I do anything else. Now, usually today, our goals are move-ins per month. Not always, but usually. Now, the number of move-ins per month will be a function of our pro forma, what we have in our pro forma for lease up, and I translate that into number of people who move in, what our break even point is, and when our interest only period is running out. Now, if I'm working with a vendor, I want to get buy-in from my vendor on what this goal is. If I'm working with an employee or a manager, I want the same thing. You see, I often see vendors and owners not really having the same goal in mind or understanding what each other's goals are. So for a vendor, for example, might be measuring or determining their success by number of conversions. And what they call a conversion is not a move-in, but somebody who clicks and goes to a website. Very often the vendors may say, or the marketing people may say, well, I have no control over how good or not good that website is. All I can do is get people to that website. And for an owner, very often I've seen owners' goal really being money per month. Nothing wrong with that, but you can't hold the vendor responsible for the money. The vendor has no control over what the rental rates are, what type of concessions need to be given out. So I find it critical, the very first thing, even before we do a budget, is what are our goals, and we get buy-in and alignment on what the goals are. Number one. Number two, then, based on what those goals are, we design a marketing budget. Now, as I'm writing this or recording this today, it's hard for me to tell you what's a good marketing budget because a lot depends on what market you're in, how big your facility is, how many units you have to lease up, whether there's REITs or sophisticated people in your trade area that you're competing against. There's a lot of variables that go into what a marketing budget should be. But we sit down with our vendor, our employee, and actually begin to design a budget. I want to get buy-in from the vendor that this budget will achieve the goal or has a good shot of achieving the goal. And I don't always start spending that budget all at once. We'll talk about that in a minute, but we usually start spending cautiously, find out what's working, then we scale. And here are the things that should be included in your budget, most likely. One, SEO, search engine optimization. And that's both organic and paid for. So you show up primarily in Google, but you show up when people are searching for storage in that trade area. Number two, pay-per-click. That's usually Google, and it's based on keyword searches so that when certain keywords are entered, you show up. Your facility shows up. Depending on what market you're in, that's usually a bid-based format with Google, you usually have a monthly budget for that. Social media content. You've got to have good social media content that people in your trade area will see and that distinguishes you. Remember last week, your unique selling propositions distinguishes your facility from your competitions. Now, you can do that yourself and not pay for it, or pay for it. Also, social media is good for advertising. We do it primarily two ways. One, when we're targeting a very specific audience, like car club members, we're in lease up for parking, we'll target car club members. Social media tends to be really good for target marketing. And also for retargeting for people who have gone to the website and don't rent a unit. You will show up in their feeds. Now, some other parts of an online marketing plan, usually these don't cost much or any money at all, and that is reputation management, putting a strategy in place for getting reviews and having those reviews posted and responding to any criticism in the reviews, and email marketing, just like social media retargeting for people who don't rent. You can email market and have campaigns in place for people who've gone to your website and haven't rented. You can also do email marketing strategies and campaigns for current customers and previous customers. The third very critical part of a marketing strategy in a lease-up situation, in my opinion, is tracking. You've got to know what's working and what's not working. You got to know where people are getting stalled, where they go to a certain page on your website and then nothing happens. That'd be important to know, wouldn't it? And if you don't track, you can't improve it. So we work hard setting up good tracking and tracking metrics with our vendors and employees that show us what's working and not working. Testing and tweaking are the name of the game. A/B testing is your friend. Testing one ad against another, one headline against another. See which one produces more action. And when we find something that's working, an ad that's working, we will then scale up. In other words, spend more money on it. And this is where, as an owner, it's critical. If you're not plugged in and on top of this, your budget can get away from you very quickly. I like at least weekly meetings with my team, sometimes more. And finally, the fourth part of a good marketing budget is offline marketing. Don't forget that. That's calling on other facilities. You know, our number one source of referrals, besides our customers, is other storage facilities. We call on them, and if they don't have something to rent a somebody standing at their counter or on the phone, send them to us and I'll pay you. That works real well, manager to manager or owner to a manager of another facility. I'm calling on businesses in your local area, in your trade area, calling on apartments in your trade area, hosting events at your facility on your trade in your trade area, joining business organizations within your trade area where other businesses in your trade area are members, hosting events for those business associations at your facility. Getting people comfortable doing business with you, and in you helping them, sending your customers to their businesses. So you're adding value to people you want to get referrals from, and you're adding value to your trade area. So this has been very general, but in essence, this is our approach to marketing today. Every project, every customer base is different. Even in market cities where we own multiple facilities, what we do at one facility is very different than what we do at another. What works at one and produces results at one facility doesn't necessarily produce results at the same facility, even at the next facility, even in the same market. So testing, tracking, and then scaling is the name of the game. Now, nothing is guaranteed. But as an owner, if you stay on top of this, especially during the lease-up phase of your operations, but if you stay on top of this, this optimizes your chances of success in being a long-term player today in the self-storage business. And believe me, it's a great business to be a long-time player in. You can't start this process too early in your lease-up. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is one of the financial analysis tools we use to analyze storage opportunities. We'll place in various marketing numbers in the analyzer and see how that affects the overall return for an opportunity we're looking at. You can find out more about it at StorageWorldAnalyzer.com. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being with you next week.